Avalanche forecast for Friday the 6th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow are to be critically assessed. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack on west to north to east facing aspects above the treeline. These can be released easily, even by a single winter sport participant. Caution is to be exercised in particular in gullies and bowls, as well as adjacent to ridgelines. Such avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are therefore difficult to recognize. In isolated cases, the avalanches are medium-sized. In some places, avalanches can be triggered in the weakly bonded old snow. This applies in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. In the regions neighboring those that are subject to danger level 3, considerable, the prevalence and size of the avalanche-prone locations will increase. And now the snowpack. Up to 10 centimeters of snow will fall. The no longer entirely fresh wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east-facing slopes. These are lying on surface hoar, especially on wind-protected shady slopes. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year in all altitude zones. We have the following danger patterns: DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Saturday, the 7th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.